very good shape. Everything's going to plan in the gym. Good sparring, good fitness, you know, weight's good. So yeah, everything's on track, everything's looking good.
It got a bit tasty in the press conference upstairs about who's the biggest Baggies fan and you being from Devon and all that sort of thing.
Well, it's just all nonsense really. Like, it's frustrating to talk about that sort of stuff in a press conference because really you want to talk about the boxing and that, like, but the things that, what it comes out with, it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, it doesn't matter where you're from. If you're a lifelong fan, you're a lifelong fan. It doesn't matter. Like, and he contradicts himself. You know, he says he's this massive Baggies fan, but he don't go to the games. And his family only live down the road. But so his family only live down the road. What the problem is that there's black country people that follow me, and they follow me, but they don't follow me because I say or claim I'm from the black country. I don't. I say I'm from Devon, and all along I've said it. But they follow me because of the Albion connection, because they see me down the ground every week. They talk to me, they interact with me. That's why they follow me. And so I don't think he likes it that, you know, that people who live around his area follow me. Like, and that's what it is. He should have come down. Should have come at it with a black country angle, saying he's a black country lad and I'm not, or whatever. That's what he should have come. Not the Albion thing, because he proved himself wrong in there. He don't go down the ground. He don't go to the games. He don't like football. He don't like football. So, you know, how much of a massive fan can you be? There you go.
It should make it quite tasty when May the 4th comes round then.
Yeah, well, do you know what? That's aside, really, because he's done what he said and he's got the fight and fair play to him. But, like, when it comes down to the boxing, there's only one person in that ring who can really box and produce. And, you know, we can say what he wants about winning titles. I've won the titles and I've beaten English champions and I've beaten Commonwealth champions and I've... I've won the British title, beat my mandatories, you know, so he can talk about fighting for vacant titles. I believe he's fought for 3 vacant titles, the Midlands and the WBC International, you know, don't matter whether they're vacant or not. If you win the titles, you win the titles, but more in the Commonwealth, Intercontinental and the British, you know, where's the higher level there? So, like, you know, he can say whoever fought, like, you know, he shoots himself in the foot with the things he says, because there's nothing that carries no weight. And when you look at the boxing, and you know, and he's lost for Midlands titles as well. So, like, he's saying this, I've not lost domestically and I won't lose domestically, and I'll beat him and I'll do a right job on him as well, good boxing job on him, and then it'll be there to see, the golf will be there to see.
And the Lonsdale belt is really precious to you.
It's precious to any boxer. You just look at the Lonsdale belt, it's beautiful. Like, it's a beautiful belt. It's more, I'm the champion. It's important to me because I'm the champion, and that's my belt, and I'm keeping that belt. That's what it stems down to. And, you know, owning the Lonsdale belt outright, doing, you know, if I can get another defence after this one, then so be it. Brilliant. But like I said in the room up there, like, if an opportunity arises to take bigger and better on, and, you know, move myself up the levels, which I'm more than willing to do it. I've done it before and I'll do it again. But, you know, obviously if the chance is there to get that Lonsdale belt, then I'll do it.
Let's talk a little bit about the Albion as we're here. I mean, it's been a desperate season. That doesn't even begin to tell the story, does it?
Yeah, no, it's been a bit of a frustrating, horrible season, really. But, you know, there's... Listen, the football's not been good. The results are... I mean, 3 wins in a Premiership in a season... I hope we can scrape just one more win before the end of the season. But, like, I just want to see the players go out fighting. Like, they're going down, but go down with spirit and go down with, you know, enthusiasm, and, you know, go out and represent yourselves. And, you know, I want to see people wearing a West Brom kit and wearing the West Brom badge of pride and enjoying playing for West Brom, not moping around on the pitch because it's not going their way. Like, yeah, get stuck in. And but then the last couple of days, the moves that have been made in the background, you know, bringing on, I can't pronounce his name, but bringing, I think it's a good move. I think it's a positive move. And if that's where we're going to go and where the backroom staff is going to go and things, I think it's the right way. And I think we're going to, you know, he's developed some careers, some very, like, top player, like Roberto Baggio and, you know, Van Persie developed as well and things, and brought them in and done manoeuvred careers and work with Inter Milan and, you know, and Lazio and things. So he's tried and tested in football, not just Pulis ball with football. So, like, you know, and I think that if that spells where we're going and what the club are doing, then I'm happy with that. And you know, obviously the one we're all wondering about is the manager. But if that's the sort of pattern of person that we're bringing in, then it spells good things for us, I think.
But it's a massive summer ahead, Tommy, isn't it? Massive.
Massive. Got to do there's a whole load of restructuring, you know, that has to be doing. And then if players leave, players come in, you know, it's going to really need somebody to come and gel everybody together, for one. The right players, the right staff, the right everything is going to have to come together to allow us to hit the championship and running. You know what I mean? And you don't want to hit it and not start till Christmas, you know, or anything with the players that are coming in. We want to start with, you know, and I think that's why we brought this fella in now. He's going to start recruiting and looking and now and start, you know, picking up, you know, getting the right sort of things in. So big summer. And but I always try and look on the positive side of things. It'll be all right. It'll be good. It'll be good. And do you know what? Difference next year. Every game you're going into next year, you're going into win. Like that's the end. Whereas it's very hard. The Premiership's a different ball game. Such a money game, and sometimes you go in and not to lose. And as an Albion fan, and I think I side with a lot of Albion fans, that's not the sort of football that you want to watch. You want to watch attacking football where you're going to win the games. And so that's one side of me, although we're leaving the Premiership, one side of me is looking forward to the Championship and, you know, banging some goals in the net.